Some changes in the ARRL Kentucky section to report this week. Alan Morgan, KY10, is the new section manager of the ARRL Kentucky section. He was appointed to that position effective January 1st, 2025, following the resignation of Charlie O'Neill, KE4AIE. Morgan had already been elected to the position for the term beginning April 1st, 2025, so he will continue in that role for the next term. Morgan is an ARRL life member and previously served as the section manager from April 2015 to April 2017. First licensed in 1978, he was active in emergency communications and also enjoys making long-distance contacts on 10 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters. The ARRL Foundation has extended the application deadline for its scholarship program to Monday, January 13th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Information, including the link to apply, can be found on our website at www.arrl.org/scholarship-program. All applicants must be active licensed amateur radio operators. More than 100 scholarships ranging from $500 to $25,000 will be awarded to deserving students. Go to ARRL.org to read a previous ARRL news story about those scholarships. Times for the 2025 Winter Field Day WFD have been updated. This year's WFD is scheduled to run from 1600 hours UTC, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, January 25th, 2159 UTC, 4:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, January 26th. Stations may begin setting up as of 1600 UTC, that's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Friday, January 24th. However, cumulative setup time shall not exceed 12 hours. You can review all of the changes at rules-wfda. Also remember to mark your calendar for the 2025 ARRL Field Day on June 28th, 29th. For additional information, visit fieldday at arrl.org. The 129th Boston Marathon will take place Monday, April 21st, 2025, and registration is now open for volunteer amateur radio operators. Volunteers are needed to support operations throughout the 26.2-mile course, along with amateur support in the start and finish areas and along the transportation bus network.